Trump campaign will no longer credential Bloomberg News reporters until it restarts investigating 2020 Democrats. By Joshua Kaplan on December 2, 2019. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign announced Monday that it will no longer provide credentials to Bloomberg News reporters after the corporate news outlet ended investigations into 2020 Democrat candidates in the wake of its billionaire owner, Michael Bloomberg, launching a bid for the presidency. Late last month, Bloomberg joined the crowded Democrat primary field, prompting Bloomberg News editor-in-chief John Migglethwaite to announce that the news organization would refrain from investigating the owner and his family, calling the decision a tradition of journalism. However, Migglethwaite said reporters will continue to investigate President Trump and his administration. The decision by Bloomberg News to formalize preferential reporting policies is troubling and wrong, Brad Parscale, President Trump's 2020 campaign manager, said in a statement Monday. Bloomberg News has declared that they won't investigate their boss or his Democrat competitors, many of whom are current holders of high office, but will continue critical reporting on President Trump, Parscale continued. Since they have declared their bias openly, the Trump campaign will no longer credential representatives of Bloomberg News for rallies or other campaign events. Parscale concluded by saying that the campaign will decide how it will engage Bloomberg News reporters on a case-by-case basis. This will remain the policy of the Trump campaign until Bloomberg News publicly rescinds its decision, he said. Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman Rona McDaniel expressed support for the Trump campaign's decision, tweeting, "Media outlets should be independent and fair, and this decision proves that Bloomberg News is neither." The GOP stands with the Team Trump and will no longer credential Bloomberg representatives. The move sparked fury and confusion from reporters, who questioned the feasibility of the decision. Shortly after the decision, Migglethwaite issued a statement slamming the ban, arguing that the Trump campaign's characterization of their editorial policies couldn't be further from the truth. "We have covered Donald Trump fairly and in an unbiased way since he became a candidate in 2015 and will continue to do so despite the restrictions imposed by the Trump campaign," said Migglethwaite.